Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hust here with the podcast Winning the Game. Here I teach what I learned and discovered from over 3 decades of training leaders to be more productive and experience less stress and more well-being. Yesterday I spoke about learning, and learning defined as same situation, new behavior. Meaning that if you think you learned something but nothing changes in your behavior, when you come to familiar situations, you act exactly as you always acted or behaved before. You haven't really learned anything in this definition. You might know more stuff, you might have gathered more information, you might even be able to give advice, but if you don't behave differently, you actually didn't learn. And I'm interested with this podcast that you pick up things that are valuable for you in terms of shifting the quality of your work and your life, so you can get more productive and build more capacity to perform well and be well. And to do that, you need to listen to learn and pick up things that helps you shift your behavior when you come into your daily situations. Now, what is it to be intelligent? What is it to be smart? If you're a smart learner or an intelligent learner, it doesn't depend on your IQ or your smartness mentally necessarily. I love the definition that intelligence is rate of learning, meaning how quickly you alter behavior from what you learn. Let's take an example with dogs. I got a dog that's, at the time of this recording, about 1.5 years old. It's a Bernedoodle breed, and he's pretty smart, pretty intelligent, meaning you can teach him to behave differently fairly quickly. So let's say you got two dogs. You have one dog and you tell the dog sit and nothing happens, and you tell it sit again and nothing happens. 10 times you instruct the dog and do what you need to do to train dogs, sit. The dog doesn't get it's supposed to sit. It takes 20 times before the dog learns to sit and understands the command sit, and then starting to do it regularly when you give that command. That's the first dog. 20 instructions, then it gets, aha, I should sit down, and starts to do that on command. 20 times. Another dog, you teach it 4 times, and then it picks up, oh, I should sit down, and it starts to sit down after only 4 instructions. Now, what's the difference? One dog, 20 instructions, and repetitions, the second dog, 4 instructions, repetitions. Which dog is more intelligent, the first one or the second one? Well, obviously, the second one. It altered its behavior quicker, so therefore it's more intelligent, it is a smarter learner. Now, the question to you in life, and as you study, and as you discover things, and as you listen to my podcasts, or other people's podcasts, or you read books, you go to lecture, you see videos online. Are you a learner? Meaning, are you altering anything in your behavior from what you hear, or are you still behaving exactly as you always done? Well, then you got entertained perhaps, but didn't really learn anything. And 2, this definition of intelligence gives you something to have a say in. How intelligent you are, because if you alter your behavior quickly from things that you learn, you're a more intelligent learner, you're smarter. Does it take 20 repetitions, 40 repetitions, 200 times you hear the same thing before you wake up and start to behave differently? Or are you a learner that could hear something, get an insight, and implement immediately? You have a say about that. Now, future podcast, I will teach more about how to listen to grasp things such that you can behave in new ways more easily. I will share about stuff that helps you convert your learnings quicker into new actions and behavior. And I'll teach stuff here that helps you grow and expand your capacity to have better results in life with less effort and stress. So thanks for listening. Welcome back tomorrow.